Welcome to today's section, current affairs of 11th September 2021. Starting with the national affairs, MOU, that's a Ministry of Education. Dharmendra Pradhan released 6th NIRF rankings. What is NIRF? That is National Institutional Ranking Framework. And it's for 2021 year, and IIT Madras topped overall. It was followed by IISc Bangalore and IIT Bombay. So, Ministry of Education launched NIRF ranking, that's IIT Madras topped the list. When we are discussing about special categories, the top three colleges are Miranda House College from New Delhi, Lady Sri Ram College for Women from New Delhi, and Loyola College from Chennai, Tamil Nadu. And the top three universities are IISc Bengaluru, Jawaharlal Nehru University, that is JNU from New Delhi, and Banaras Hindu University from Varanasi, that is in Uttar Pradesh. So for overall, top three in overall is IIT Madras, IISc Bangalore, and IIT Bombay. When we are talking about top three engineering subjects, that's IIT Madras, IIT Delhi, and IIT Bombay. All in the Institute of Medical Sciences from New Delhi, that is AIIMS from New Delhi, top the list of medical subjects. Moving to the next current affairs, and that's France's naval group and India's GRSC made collaborations to offer surface ship. So France naval group and India's GRSC, what is GRSC? It's a garden reach shipbuilders and engineers. GRSC is a shipbuilding company in India under the Ministry of Defense. And its headquarters is in Kolkata. So they went for a collaboration between France Naval Group and India's GRSC, and signed MOU in the field of offering high-end surface ships, which is based on the sea-proven Govind design and to fulfill the requirements of India and international naval forces. We are moving to the next current affairs, and that's India and Denmark launch Center of Excellence on Offshore Wind as part of Green Strategic Partnership. That is, India and Denmark are the countries, and they launch Center of Excellence on Offshore Wind. That is as a part of Green Strategic. And we know about the target of India. India has set a target of 450 gigawatt of renewable energy capacity, and it's by 2030. And India has already attained 146 gigawatt by 2021 itself. Next, we are moving to the international affairs. India participated in a military exercise, ZAPAT 2021, and it's hosted by Russia. ZAPAT 2021, it's conducting from 3rd to 16th September, and India Army took part in ZAPAT 2021 with 200 personnel, mainly from Naga Regiment, as participated as an arms combined task force. So ZAPAD, that is ZAPAD, more than dozen countries from Eurasia, South Asia will also participate in the same exercise. And the aim of conducting the exercise is it focus on primarily on operations against the terrorists. We are moving to the next current event. OneWeb and Hughes Network System signed MOU to distribute satellite services in India and US. That is OneWeb. We know about the OneWeb, the satellite company. OneWeb and Hughes Network System they both signed an MOU to distribute satellite services in two countries, that is in India and US. EchoStar is a parent company of Hughes and it's an investor in OneWeb. And building its initial constellation of 648 LEO satellites. The service will be soon started in this year of 2021 in Arctic region, including Alaska, Canada and UK. So, what is about satellite internet network and LEO technology? It's about the position of satellite. The LEO satellites are positioned around 500 to 2000 kilometers from Earth. When compared to the stationary orbit satellite, which are approximately 36,000 kilometers away, the advantage is the LEO satellites are able to provide stronger signals and faster speeds than the traditional fixed satellite system. When we are talking about OneWeb, the chief executive officer is Neil Masterson and its headquarters is in London, United Kingdom. We are moving to the banking and finance current affairs. That's RBI enhances scope of tokenization to COFD to ensure security of card data. What is COFD? It's a card on file tokenization services. Paytm Money partnered with Wealth Desk to launch Wealth Baskets. It's a first step to build up the advisory ecosystem. When we are moving to the appointments and resignations, President Ramnath Kovind appointed governors of Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Nagaland, Uttarakhand. Banwarilal Purohit as a governor of Punjab. Ravindra Narayan Ravi, governor of Tamil Nadu. Professor Jagadish Mugi, governor of Nagaland. And Gurmit Singh, governor of Uttarakhand. Moving to the science and technology. South Korea tests first submarine launched ballistic missile and it becomes the eighth country to do the same. The test was conducted by the new Dosan An Chahu submarine that was inducted into the service in August 2021. The submarine launched a Hunmo 2B ballistic missile with a 500 kilometer range. So South Korea is the eighth country to do the same. So what are the other countries? That's US, China, Russia, UK, France and India. DRDO handed over MRSAM to Indian Air Force. That's India's first emergency landing facility of IAF plane on NH, inaugurated on NH-925 Rajasthan. It's a first deliverable firing unit. That is a Barak missile system to Indian Air Force at Air Force Station Jaisalmer in Rajasthan. What is MRSAM? It provides air defense for ground assets against threats like fighter aircraft. That's a UAV, that's unmanned aerial vehicles, helicopters, guided and unguided munitions, etc. When we are talking about defense, Israel has been among India's top three arms suppliers during the last 5 years, according to a report published by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. And the others are Russia and France. We know that India's first emergency landing facility on NH-4IAF plane, that is Indian Air Force planes, and it was inaugurated on NH-925 in Burma, that's in Rajasthan. and the Union Minister Rajnath Singh and Nitin Jairam Godkari to the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways inaugurated 3-kilometer emergency landing strip or emergency landing facility at the NH925 in Burma. NH925 is India's first national highway to be used as IAF aircraft. What is NHAI? It's the National Highways Authority of India. Moving to the next current affairs, ORCA, that is ORCA, the world's largest plant capturing carbon dioxide from air, starts in Iceland. So ORCA means energy in New Zealand, and it will suck the CO2 and store it underground in the form of rock. And it was started by Swiss startup Climevax, a partnership with the Icelandic carbon storage firm Carbfix. The plant can capture up to 4,000 tons of carbon dioxide per year. When we are talking about ORCA plant, ORCA for meaning energy in Iceland, and it's an Icelandic word, and it's those used in shipping industry which employ high-tech filters and fan to extract carbon dioxide. So what's a we are moving to the important days. The World Suicide Prevention Day is in 2021, is in September 10. September 10, 2021, celebrated as World Suicide Prevention Day. And according to the annual report of National Crime Record Bureau, that is NCRB, in India in 2019, Andaman and Nicobar Islands has reported the highest rate of suicide, followed by Sikkim, Puducherry, Chhattisgarh and Kerala. Kerala is among the top 5 states in India. Kollam, that's from a district from Kerala, followed by Asansol from West Bengal, have reported the highest suicide rate respectively. So what's IASB? It's an International Association for the Suicide Prevention. International Association for the Suicide Prevention. And that's all about the current affairs of 11th September 2021. Stay tuned for the daily current affairs sharply at the time 7 p.m. every day. Thank you.